that wants to draw people to the kingdom of God for such a time as this. You don't have to be afraid. He has given us all power. You don't have to be fearful in the circumstances you're in. You have to know that the God of all creation lives inside of you, and He wants to speak out of you and through you so that He might come. So that He might do His work. And so this week and every day you go out, are you going out to be a blessing? When you go to the store, do you ask the Lord, do you go and bless somebody? You need to. You go to the restaurant. You just meet somebody on the street. You see somebody carrying a burden. Are you afraid? Just go up to them. Tell them you're praying for them. Just go up and touch them. You know, one thing about today is, just text me. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. Just text me. Oh, yeah. We got something new we can spell. But we can't spell Al. No, really, can we? If you want to learn how to spell, you get to talk to Al. Because every time you misspell a word, it really gnaws on him. Because that's how he's... That's the gift he has for the body of Christ. That's the gift he has for humanity. Just one of them. But I'll tell you what, when you just touch somebody, just love somebody. Because you can. You're going to make a difference in their day. And God is well pleased with you. Hallelujah. Come on, Gene. I want to introduce Gene Allen and husband Tom. Known him for many years. And she's a prophet. Hallelujah. That I trust. Hallelujah. Come on up here. Glory to God. I'll give you another mic. Testing. The blue one, hon.
There. We'll trade off this one. Okay now? Okay, great. Much better. Put all the parts together. The Spirit of the Lord started off with me today, and I love what Pastor Danny was saying. There's so much truth in those words, and they come out so simply, but the truth is deep. And we know that God has called each of us to walk in a place with Him far deeper than what we understand. Because when we're walking in the Spirit, what does it say? That our natural man doesn't understand all that we're accomplishing or all that God is doing to us and through us. So this particular scripture, which you don't hear preaching on a whole lot, is John 8 and 6. Jesus went, starting at verse 1, John 8. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that he might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Have we ever found ourselves in a situation, maybe not quite as dramatic as this one, or quite the same issue, have we ever found ourselves in a situation where we were looking down critically on someone else, and then that little voice inside helped us to see that we weren't all that wonderful, that we had issues in our lives, and that our job is not to criticize. Our job is to bring His love, His life, into the situation. I found it interesting that the man involved was not there. And these men that were there were looking to accuse her, obviously. And Jesus turned the tables on them. Now, our God is more clever than we can ever imagine. And He will turn the tables on us. And we need to look at the situations we see where we see sin. But how can we pray for the sinner? How can we bring that one into a new place in the Lord? Where are your accusers? Has no man condemned you? And He said, I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more. He gave her the word. He gave her what she needed to hear, but He did it with mercy. He did it with mercy and understanding of where she was. He did it in such a way that she would never forget the kindness, because she could have ended up lying dead on the ground. But the Lord gave her the path to follow to come into a place of righteousness with Him and a place of health for herself. So as we look at situations around us, God has talked to me quite a bit about the character of Christ. That's what He wants to see in us. Pastor was talking about the power, and they go hand in hand. We need to have the power, but we need to have the character to go with it. We all know there are societies in this world that have a lot of power and mistreat the people that are in their control. So we as Christians, we need to know the power, but how do we use that power to break the strongholds of darkness that are holding these people in their area of sin? Even in the higher areas in the land, the Lord has told me, don't pray against the people. Pray to break the powers and principalities of darkness that control them. Pray that they come in to the knowledge of who I am. And pray that they will be set free so that wherever they go, they will have a testimony of God's goodness, and they will also be able to conduct their area of influence in the way that the Lord wants. Changed hearts. We all know about the Apostle Paul. We know that he was one who was a passionate man. He didn't know the Lord, but he had a passion. And the scripture tells us, because people are neither hot nor cold, he will spew them out of his mouth. It's the person who doesn't care. But the one who is passionate, even for evil, because they don't know the love of God, when God gets hold of them, that passion will be brought into a constructive area and will help those people bring the knowledge of God to those around them. We know that Paul had hurt many people. His job was killing Christians. And there are people like that in the world today. I was reading in an article that came across my computer about a man out in the Middle East that had killed, he was a warlord, he had killed over 20,000 people. One day, in his room, Jesus appears. Either serve me and accept and serve me, or you're going to hell. He had never known love before. He had been raised in a home that was full of witchcraft. He had been taught to communicate with powers and spirits of darkness from an early age. But now he goes out and he brings the truth of the living God. So we need to realize that there are many out there that have had no understanding of who God is. How can we pray for them? Some of them in great positions of power. Some of them leaders of nations. How can we pray for them to break the strongholds of darkness over their lives, that they may know the true love of Jesus? Because when we do our part, God will do his. So let's look at some of those people that have really, we've seen their sin, and because God has dealt with me on this, I feel I can bring it up to you. Look at them and say, God, what shall I pray over their life? What is going to change them? What will transform them? How will I please you with the way I approach the situation I see there? In Proverbs 2, verse 11. I have it in the wrong place, so bear with me here a minute. Proverbs 2. God is talking about the rewards of wisdom. And down in verse 11, he says, when wisdom enters into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of unrighteousness to walk in the ways of darkness, and who rejoice to do evil. And it goes on, when we ask God to help us to walk in the wisdom and understanding of the Lord, back in that same chapter, right in the beginning, he says, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifts up thy voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints, and it goes on. When we seek the Lord, when we want to please him, when we look at Jesus and say, I want to live with the character of Christ, I want to have that character in my life, he will help us develop it. He will help us understand how to let go of the natural way of thinking and to come into the thinking in the Spirit. As Pastor Danny alluded to a few minutes ago, what God is after is he wants a people who will walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. He wants us to know his voice and another not to follow. To listen to God, to know that his ways for us are what he designed for our lives. Wherever we are in our life situation, God is there with us and he wants to show himself through us. We are his. We are his representatives in this earth. I know you've heard it before, but the Lord is saying this is so important. Many people want to know about the Lord, but do they want to know the Lord and have him active in their lives? Are we willing to lay our lives down for the Lord? I talk many times that my husband did 30 years in the military, and some of you gentlemen have been in the military too. When you go in, you sign your life away. It doesn't matter whether you live or die. It matters if you finish your mission. And that's what it's about as Christians. It's not what just, oh God, give me the loaves and fishes. He's looking for those who are willing to give their lives to him. And I think in this room we have largely a group of people who are looking in that direction because our lives can count in ways that we don't realize. When we're walking with him, sometimes the things we say and do seem innocuous to us, doesn't seem very important, but we never know when we're saying something that God gives us to say, when we're meeting someone in a situation where we can put our arm around them and tell them that we care about them, that we want to help them walk forward in their lives. We don't know what we're touching. We don't know how we're setting them free. Because our God is always looking to set the captives free. Yes, so he wants to use you and me. Yep, we're just ordinary folks. But that's what God made us. I know some of the most powerful people I know, as I've watched them minister and heard what they had to say in the Lord, they say, who, me? I'm just, we have one gentleman that helps us in our around our house. He's devoted himself to helping us older folks with a lot of things. And I said something to him about his helping us. And he says, oh, he said, sister, he says, I'm not anything special. I just help people where I can. I just like to find things I can do to help people out. And I said, John, Jesus made himself of no reputation, but took the form of a servant. I said, that's what you do. You don't realize you're just doing what Jesus wants you to do. And you're blessing so many people. Because we have a tendency to think of something that hits our natural mind with, oh my goodness, that's the most important thing. And those things are important too. But the way we treat people day after day, the way we care about them, the way we hear when their heart is hurting, the way we hear from God, call this one, talk to that one, take a dinner to this one. These are the things that make up the Christian work. This is what God wants us to do because that's where his heart is. He came as an unassuming man. He came, he fed the people, he set them free. Many of them had no idea who he was or what he was doing. Not till after he rose from the dead. So lots of times we do those things that he wants us to do, but we're not even really conscious of how much it means. And I know I'm repeating myself, but we need to. We need to understand that is what God wants, that we should walk with him. It talks us in 1 Kings 3 and 9, it talks about having a wise and understanding heart. Now, the heart is the key place, the key part of our life that God is after. Man looks on the outward, God looks on the heart. God looked on the heart of those men around that woman in adultery. Jesus looked at their heart, and he did that which convicted them of sin. And we, as we look at the heart of people, we can encourage those who have a heart that is desiring to help others, and we can set a warning for those whose hearts are looking for their own reward in the natural. If we look in Matthew 9 and 36, I love the word compassion. Love that word. And compassion means to enter into another one's suffering, to come together in the passions that are in their heart. And here we are in 9 and 36 of Matthew. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest." And so that's what we should be doing, is praying that he will send laborers into the harvest. And there's a situation also where Jesus saw the, and I don't have that particular scripture written down, but where Jesus saw the people that had been with him out in the wilderness for several days, and the disciples with him said, "Well, they're hungry. Let them go into the village and get food for themselves." That's our natural thinking. What did the Lord say? He said, "Have them sit down." What do we have? What is it that we have? Just some loaves and fishes. He took them, lifted them up to the Father, and blessed them, and they multiplied. Whatever resources we have in our lives, as we give those resources, whether it be ourselves, first of all, our finances, our home, whatever God lays on our heart, as we lift those things up to God and we ask him to bless them, they will meet the needs of many more than we realize. And as those needs were met, it said in that scripture, as I recall, that he had compassion on them. He saw them. He entered into their suffering. And he will always enter into the suffering of those who come to him, those that he sees. And he's looking for us to be able to be those people who will sense the needs, who will sense the hurts, and will bring forth his life, will bless the resources that are available, because God wants to show us many, many, many more miracles. We're going to see a lot more miracles. People see them overseas, and I know some people in this room have seen some miracles. I've seen food multiply, and I've seen money multiply. The Lord has told me, "Don't worry." No, this is for Gene. "Don't worry about laying stuff up." He says, "I'll take care of it." Because he wants us to focus on him. He wants us to focus on what he's called us to do, where he's called us to be. And the more we give, what does it say? "Give and it'll be given unto you." The more we give of our resources, the more resources God can trust us with, so that we can help others. So as we try him, as we will prove him to be faithful in these things, and he will show us his strength and his power, and we will be able to encourage others to walk in a place they have not walked. It says in Romans 9:5 that he 9:15 rather, he says, "I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion upon whom I will have compassion." When Jesus had compassion, if you look up compassion in your concordance, when he had compassion, miracles happened. It's the heart that brings forth the miracle. It's the heart in our lives that reaches out to touch those who were wounded and hurt. And also it touches Jesus. And when he sees our heart reaching out, he says, I'm going to give them a hand. I'm going to surprise them with what I will do for them. And if you have friends that are in missions work, you probably have heard some astounding stories, as I have. Because God has the desire to see us walking in greater and greater power. In 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 is one of my favorite verses. It says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. This is 16 and 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God is always looking for the heart. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. He's not interested in how clever people are. He's not interested in how manipulative they can be. He's interested in the hearts. So as we go forth with our hearts set upon doing his will, he's going to challenge us. Now, I love in the book of Luke, in the first chapter of Luke, this just, you know, it's one of those things, I don't know about you, but I read familiar passages and then all of a sudden God shows me something I had never seen in that passage before. And in the first chapter of Luke, not too long ago, he showed me the angel coming to see Zacharias. In Luke 1, and 11, there standing unto him, that's near Zacharias, an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Now, of course, Zacharias was in doing the rituals that he was taught to do for the temple. So here he sees this angel. Zacharias saw him and was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Well, if I was standing in there and all of a sudden an angel appeared, it might just startle me a little bit too. I don't know about you. But he was troubled and fear. But the angel said to him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Now he's got this angel. What's Zacharias' response? Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. In other words, hey, this isn't going to happen. How can this happen? And the angel answering said to him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. So often God speaks to his people, and we say, I can't do that, or that can't happen. And God's trying to say, hey, if you will take hold of that word, I'm going to show you what I can do, and it's so much greater. But you know, like Zacharias saying, well, in the natural, there's no way this can happen. And so he was made unable to speak. So he did not speak unbelief. Now, it goes on in the next segment of Scripture. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came into her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored of the Lord. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind, what manner of salutation should this be? It would be a little unsettling too. And the angel said to her, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you shall conceive in thy forth a son, and his name shall, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Mary's response to the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary didn't say it won't happen or it can't happen. What did she say? She said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So whenever God speaks to us, and he wants to speak to a lot of his people and challenge us with some really tremendous things that will show forth his life and his power and advance the kingdom. And so many times we get our own natural thinking in the way, and we don't pick up on what God says to us. So let's be aware that God is looking for those who were righteous in the sight of God to use those men and women, those children, whomever he chooses, to use to bring forth the miraculous, to show forth the power of God. And so when God speaks to us in our quiet time, test the spirits, of course, but when he speaks to us in our quiet time and he challenges us with something, let's be sure it's God, and then, like Mary, say, be it unto me, or let it happen according to your word, Lord. Lord Jesus, Father God, however you want to call him. But put the responsibility back on him. It's not going to happen if it's not him, because we've said, be it unto me according to your word, Lord, and not according to any other spirit. So there's a lot God wants to do in this time. And we look around the nation and we see the putting down and the lack of respect for Christianity in many places. But that just gives God's word the greater effect when he does something. That gives his moving the greater power. Expect each one of us has something he's put us here on the earth for. As Pastor Danny said, we are set here at this time in this season for a certain purpose. Because there are some times when I look what's going on in the news and I think, I get a little bit, oh my goodness. And the Lord reminds me and he said, you were created to be on the earth for a time such as this. You're equipped. Now just keep walking with me. So that's what we need to do, to realize we were put on the earth. Did God make a mistake? I've never heard of him making one, though we have thought he did from time to time. But he's put each one of us in a certain place with a certain task to do. And some of us don't know our task, or we don't only know part of it. But let's be really open to hear from him and to know that he is going to reveal himself to us in ways that we may not have seen him before. He's going to show himself strong in our behalf whenever that's needed. And we will need it, because when he shows himself strong, that overcomes the lies of the enemy, and the enemy will not be able to stand in the face of the living God. So expect challenges by the Holy Ghost. Expect that this is a season where God is looking for us to walk in good character. He doesn't want to try to use us when we have a rotten character. And nobody can trust us. He wants us to have the character of Christ evidence in our lives. And when he moves in and through us, we will stir people up wherever we go. Healing God wants to see more and more healings. He wants to see more and more miracles. We do too. So let's set ourselves ready to be one with Him in His purposes. He will guide us, each one, into all that we have to walk through. Some of us may have to walk a little bit like Mary. You know, she brought forth Jesus, and I don't think the folks in town thought that she was a moral woman. We have to be to the place where we do not care what anyone thinks except what God thinks. Because God will explain us to anyone we need to have explained, anybody that needs to know what's going on. He's quite capable. Dreams, visions. He is able to show Himself strong. He is able to take care of us. And He will release His power in ways that we have not seen. I am so convinced of this that I just can't back away from it. Because God is saying, I want my people to trust me. To trust me, because my word will not return void, but will accomplish that for which it is sent. So, yes, we're all in different places with different tasks, but let's lift one another up. Let's pray for one another. Let's ask God to show us what we need to walk in, to walk into a greater power in the Spirit. Is there something that you're not happy with in my life, Lord? Like those men who were not happy with the accusatory spirit. But God took them in a place where they heard what God wanted them to hear, and then they had their choice. Now, I don't think there's anybody in here that would be like those fellows, but we may have some areas that God hasn't perfected yet. I figure I might have a few. And I'm looking for God to do in me what will make Him proud and will make Him pleased, give Him glory, because it's all about Him. And it's not anything to lift us up. He gave me a word some months ago, which has just kept resonating in my spirit. It was a word I gave in a public situation. And the Lord said that He was looking for, in the body of Christ, He was looking for integrity. He was looking for humility. And there was a third one. Lord, bring it back, please. He'll tell me in a minute. Integrity and humility were two. And these characteristics in our lives are what God is wanting to see in the body of Christ. And as we walk forth, holiness, that was the third one. Holiness, integrity, and humility. Holiness just means we're walking in God's word, walking in His character and nature. And we know integrity means going along with that we're walking in honesty and righteousness and humility. No pride, because He gets all the glory, not us. And that's what God wants us to realize. So, Father, I just thank You for using this word to stir us up a bit, to encourage us, to let us know that You're bringing this word at this time because You want us to go on to the next level of power and authority in the Spirit. You want us to see You in ways we haven't seen You before, and to know You in the wisdom and understanding that's in You, that we can walk in that wisdom and understanding, and it will overtake the lies of man, even as Jesus walked in wisdom before those men that wanted to stone the woman. And He had the way in which to present Your principles so that they walked away and had to look at their own needs. So, Father, we thank You for looking upon all the areas of our lives. And as we are in a country where there is, like other countries, a need for righteousness and government, show us how to pray for that. Show us how to pray that there will be a breaking of the powers of darkness and a revelation of Yourself in such a way that lives will be changed, and even public officials will give their lives to You because of the power of Your presence in Your name. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Let's just take a moment and look to the Lord, and we'll see. I think the Lord may have a prophetic word or two for the house.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your mercy. Hallelujah. Make a water here. Pastor Leitner and Sister Leitner, I hear the Lord say, do not let the enemy try to trample on your parade. For I have placed you in a place that is difficult, yes, but I've placed you there and you know the integrity that I have seen in your lives. It will carry you through to break down the walls of darkness. And there's been a time of testing, but it is close to the time where I will break open that which has covered that area, and I will crack that covering of darkness, and I will release my power, even as a shell is moved upon by the warmth and the moisture that is in the earth, and those shells break open and the growth starts. It is time for a new season of growth in the place where I've put you. And I say, heed my word, for I will speak to you in two visions and a dream, and you will know that I am undoing some old hampering of the enemy, and I am releasing a gift of faith in your lives to overtake that which the enemy has used to close off the growth of the body of Christ where you are. Surely, there has been much prayer from your hearts and those who are with you. For I say, my heart has heard the cries of your desires, and even now I am moving in ways you cannot see, but I will give you clues so that you will be heartened and you will be encouraged in what I have called you to do. So I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pastor Danny and Sister Gail, I just see the water, the soft rain of the Holy Spirit coming upon the field where you labor. I see that rain coming down in a very gentle way, and it is reaching into the depth, into the fiber of the works of darkness that have been in the area for many centuries. And I will open up in your area also a channel which will show the hope of what I am going to do. You will sense in the spirit, but you will see in the natural, even as you see the growth of plants in the spring season. I am going to use that time to speak to you as you work in among the plantings in your area. Fear shall not be a hindrance, for I say I will release into your area three new men. They have families, and these families shall be those who will open up in the area a channel of blessing. And I see one is a manufacturer and the other two workers on the land. And so, Father, I thank you for these people that are coming alongside of what you want to do in this area, Lord. So be it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my brother from Heartland, I forget your name, sir.
Donnie.
The Lord says, you can run through a troop and leap over a wall because the power of my spirit has come upon you in new dimension. This is a time when I will release you into a resurrection power manifestation in the lives of people who are around you. I see that some who are very ill, and there is coming even the raising from the dead in the days ahead. And I am eager to have you sit with me as you often do, because I am leading you step by step into a new area of impact, not just in the local area, but also in other places where I have given you connectivity, where I will call you to go here and to go there. And you will share that word which I give you, that word which is strong, and you will know the anointing, and you will know the places where it is to be shared. For son, I see your heart, and your heart has been set for me for a long time. And I am graciously allowing you to pour into others in this season, that you will not be alone in the work I've called you to do, but I am expanding. I am expanding, even in the house that you pastor. I am expanding in the hearts, words of hope and strength. And I see people that are coming in, they're saying, you know, I had this really strange dream, or, you know, God spoke to me this way. And it's like God is gathering together a company of people who will walk together, encouraging one another and moving into the realm that the Lord has called you to move into. So faith shall arise in the lives of many who have not had the level of faith needed for the work to be done. And you will sense the word of the Lord in individual cases, which will break the strongholds of darkness and will begin to plant a gift of faith and power in the lives of those to whom I have you speak. And over all, my son, I shall cause the strengthening of this group over whom I have given you authority in the Spirit, along with the others, the other leaders of the work. I say you will see much done that will heal many broken hearts and fractured relationships. For I have placed you there, and you will open up the windows of heaven, and the blessings shall come in, and you will not take the glory, for you are mine, and you are faithful. And I say, well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. 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 Alan, Nancy. The wisdom of God that has fueled your walk, that has been the underpinning of your ministry, will increase. The word of the Lord will increase with greater clarity, with greater, I just see like, you can have a book, but then you have a word that comes out of the book, the sharp two-edged sword, which will cut and divide between soul and spirit. And the words that you each have in the music, yes, but also in the teaching that you do, the Lord is saying, those words are going to take new dimensions of power. You will sense that. You will be enabled to share with one another. But most of all, there will be a revelatory impact from your relationship with me, each of you in your own way, in your own season. And the Lord says, I will heal some broken areas from many years past, and there will be relationships restored that have been hurt, have been damaged, and the Lord says there will be a sense of restoration in places that have been on your heart, and some you've rather given up on. But the Lord says, I have heard the cries of your heart, and sometimes it takes a while to get in there and to bring all the pieces together to bring forth the full expression of my will. Hallelujah. 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 And Sister Gail, I just see you. I see you walking, and it's like you're walking on a cobblestone path. And these different stones all represent areas where you have interests. Some of them are areas of pain. Some of them are areas of joy. And the Lord is saying, bring to me each one, each of these areas that you about which you have questions, about which you believe you have a heart to minister into that area. It may be a person's life. It may be a marriage. And the Lord says, I am going to give you words of wisdom, words of clarity. And listen to me, because your mind will say, well, I don't think I can do that. But daughter, I have equipped you, and I will visit you in the night season, and you shall have the peace that passes understanding about what I've called you to walk into. And I just bless her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Brother Larry, you are walking right in the center of the will of the living God. And the Lord says, son, continue to overtake the adversary and speak that word of strength into situations you see. For I have given you a word to root out and to pull down and plant. So know that the word that is in you will be used in very differing situations in which you walk. And I will overtake the adversary in the matter of family, and I will heal some hurts and some things that were done many years before you came into the picture, that there will be a strengthening to the faith level of those in your family, in your home where you are now, but also throughout your family, brothers, sisters, etc. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what is your name, sir, with the plaid? Yep. No, you... Daniel. Okay. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I have called you to be one who will overtake works of darkness. You will speak into situations that are in your life, and you will speak truth, and you will speak life, and people won't always appreciate that. But the Lord says, I will give you great grace, and you will have words in due season for those that are weary, and words that will take a form, even though you don't present them as such, they will take a form of correction, and those that hear the word will be delighted in the days ahead. In the days after they have the word, as I work on their hearts, they will be delighted to know that you have walked in a new place of power and might and have brought them what they needed for their time. Hallelujah. And the gentleman in the back. Which, Tom. The Lord says, you have a heart. You have a heart that is open to me. And the Lord says, son, I am going to reveal myself to you in ways you have not known me. And the power of my spirit will come upon you even as you sleep, and you will have a great peace, a peace that passes understanding, as you will sense the acceptance of who I am and the acceptance of yourself as who you are. For I have given you great strength in the spiritual realm. The kindness and the faith in which you will walk in the days ahead will inspire others to break out of the mold of indifference and to live their lives with that gift of faith operative. And I thank you for it, my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lady here in the striped, what's your name? Jane. I just see you, Jane, as a woman who is very practical. And the Lord says, daughter, you have practical ways of touching people's lives. You don't mess around. You just say it as it is, but with kindness. And the Lord says, daughter, there are many whose lives who have been changed because of the wisdom that you have brought into situations. And I'm expanding your understanding in the word so that you will bring words of life even more frequently and clearly into the lives of others. For the Lord says, daughter, we are going to run on the high places together, and I am going to show you mighty things in the spirit. Fear not, for the Lord thy God is with thee. And the situations that you face in your life, know that I've already gone before you and have all the answers there waiting for you to walk into them. So don't let the enemy tell you that you're up against a wall and that things aren't going to go well, because the Lord says he's there and he's already arranged how he's going to handle it. So I just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And Luann, let not your heart be troubled, for you are walking in a new dimension of power. You're coming into a new area of strength, and the word of the Lord will come to you in the prophetic often. Do not push it aside nor dismiss it, but look to me, and I will show you how to bring that word, for life shall come forth through you, and the healing power in that word shall touch the lives of many. And Miss Wendy, the Lord says, daughter, the kindness of your heart and the strength of who you are has come before my throne, and I see you and I know you, and I look at you and your husband and I say, I have much more for this couple to do. So do not let the enemy say that he is going to take you out, because the Lord says you are walking through a dry place at times, a valley place, but the Lord says, I will bring you through with riches and strength, and you shall have words of life to give others and share about the goodness of God in the land of the living. And so, Father, I thank you for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the young lady with the pigtails there? The Lord says, daughter, I have seen your heart, and the prayers that you pray are very effective, the Lord says. Keep praying the prayers for the people around you, for I am going to show myself strong to you in years ahead. You will know me in ways you know not now, but know that I, the Lord, am able to touch your life, and this kindness in you and the kindness of the Holy Spirit comes through your life and touches others. And the Lord's well pleased. And my sister back there with the Madeline. The Lord says you're a warrior, and the prayers that you pray, they fight evil. And the Lord says, as you grow and as you see more and more of what's going on in the earth, I will give you stronger and stronger prayers, and you shall see what I want you to see, and you shall know how to break down the powers of the enemy and to come forth into life. So, Father, I thank you for them. And, Father, we just thank you for these words, and we just ask that you will use them, keep them from being lost, Father God, help them to hold fast to the words, and, Father, be honored and glorified and exalted in this house continually. And the Lord says, he will be so, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we need to take an offering. Yeah. We're offering to make sure there's